Welcome back to Business Radio X Pro Tips. Lee Cantor, Stone Payton here with you this afternoon. Lee, it's such a simple thing, but I don't know, for me anyway, sometimes it's not easy to remember or it's not top of mind, but it is so powerful to tell people that you appreciate them.
Yeah, this is kind of a life hack, I think, that is really underestimated, especially in a digital world where we're leaning on so many digital communications. But people at all levels of accomplishment like to feel appreciated. It's just human nature. And I think that when you do appreciate someone, they take it to heart and you separate yourself from everybody else. And especially if you can get in the habit of doing this and it's sincere and you really are appreciating whatever happened, I think that you are going to be better served as a human and you are going to be able to build and accelerate better, deeper relationships with the people who matter most with you. I know as part of my practice, what I do at the end of each interview, I try to remember to say this, and I say something along the lines of this: thank you so much for sharing your story today. You're doing important work and we appreciate you. I try to end every interview with that, a sentence that's like that or that. And this lets the guest know that they've been heard. They feel like they've been heard, and it deepens my relationship with them. And it also helps me fulfill my mission of helping tell the stories of business in the communities that I serve. So it's a win-win for everybody. But by doing that and by really appreciating them coming on, telling their story and sharing their story with me and the listeners, and letting them know, thank you for doing that, and it's important what you're doing, and that we appreciate you, is just a great human-to-human way of just letting people know that their work is important, and that they've been heard, and it's been appreciated.